Photo: Tim Walz's family members reveal support for Donald Trump. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 4, 2024. Several family members of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democrat Party's vice presidential nominee, have come out in support of Republican presidential nominee former President Donald Trump. A photo shared by Charles Herbster, a former Republican gubernatorial candidate for Nebraska, showed several people wearing blue T-shirts with the words, "Nebraska Waltzes for Trump." The people in the photo wearing shirts supporting Trump are related to Walz on his grandfather's brother's side, a representative confirmed to the Daily Mail. Former President Donald Trump responded to the photo in Truth Social post by thanking Jeff Walz, the brother of the Minnesota governor. "Thank you very much, Jeff," Trump wrote in his post. "It is a great honor to have your endorsement. I look forward to meeting you soon." The photo of the Walz family supporting Trump comes after Walz's brother described him as not the type of character you want making decisions about your future and added that he opposed his brother's ideology. In a Facebook post from March 2023, Jeff Walz responded to several comments from people. "We've just become a third-world banana republic," Walz said in the post. One of the people encouraged Walz to have a talk with his brother, to which Walz revealed that he had not spoken to him in 8 years. "Haven't spoke to him in 8 years," Jeff Walz wrote in a comment. "I'm opposed to all his ideology. My family wasn't given any notice that he was selected and denied security the days after." Another person encouraged Walz to help McGahn to get on stage with President Trump and endorse him. "I've thought hard about doing something like that," Jeff Walz responded. "I'm torn between that and just keeping my family out of it. The stories I could tell. Not the type of character you want making decisions about your future." Tim Walz has three siblings, Sandy Dietrich, Jeff Walz, and Craig Walz. Dietrich is reportedly living in Nebraska, while Jeff Walz lives in Florida. Craig Walz died in June 2016 while camping at Duncan Lake after a powerful storm rolled through the Boundary Waters Canoe Area, BWCA, and Cook County, leading to a tree falling on his campsite, according to CARE 11 News. Breitbart News reached out to Jeff Walz for a statement but did not receive a response by the time of publication.